Hello, friends. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and I plan on celebrating National Lighthouse Day, August 7th. Who doesn't love a lighthouse? From Northern California to Cape May, New Jersey, I have always been a lighthouse fan. I'm a lighthouse fan who reads books about lighthouses, romantic novels, historical novels, and I just absolutely love them. And who knew that there was a National Lighthouse Day on August 7th? There was an absolutely fantastic story that I saw that was written by Bonnie Gross about 10 Florida lighthouses that are open to visitors on a regular basis. And I want to share that with you. She tells us that the most visited Florida lighthouses are Ponce Inlet, St. Augustine, Pensacola, Jupiter, and Key West. And that's according to Josh Liller, who's a historian and who knew there was such an association for the Florida Lighthouse Association. And he is also the historian and collections manager for the Jupiter Inlet Lighthouse and Museum. So each of these lighthouses can be climbed for a spectacular view of the coast. And according to Bonnie, there's a good reason to visit each one. So the Ponce Inlet Lighthouse is near New Smyrna Beach, and it's a towering 175-foot red and granite lighthouse from the 1880s. It is the tallest lighthouse in Florida. And all three of the original lighthouse keeper houses survive. They're incredible. So that's the first one. While you're up that way, check out the St. Augustine Lighthouse. It's a privately owned, active working lighthouse with an original keeper's house that's large. And so it's really pretty interesting. It's a 165-foot black and white striped lighthouse, has a maritime archaeology program. So the Florida Rambler has been covering this, and let's continue on with Bonnie's story to Pensacola Lighthouse. This one is painted black on the top and white on the bottom. It's located on the Naval Air Station in Pensacola. The historic 151-foot structure has just been restored, as has the keeper's dwelling, and you have a great view of the Naval Air Station and Pensacola Bay. The Jupiter Lighthouse is a 105-foot red lighthouse located in a complex with an adjoining history and pioneer house and a natural area for hiking and wildlife viewing. The Key West Lighthouse, which I have seen, is not that tall. It's about 73 feet, and it isn't located on the coast. But it is the best view you can get of Key West. And when it opened in 1848, unusually, the lighthouse keeper was a woman. It was the first lighthouse in Florida to be regularly open. Several Florida lighthouses have withstood all kinds of challenges, hurricanes, erosions, and attacks. The Cape San Blas Lighthouse in Port St. Joe was moved in 1918 and again in 2014, along with the keeper's quarters and oil house. It's a harsh location. It's the fourth one on this site. So we know how bad those hurricanes can be. In South Florida, the Cape Florida House Lighthouse inside the Bill Baggs Cape Florida State Park on Key Biscayne is amazing because it was the oldest structure in the Miami-Dade County. It was built in 1846 and replaced a lighthouse damaged in an attack during the Second Seminole War. It's 95 feet. The Cape St. George Lighthouse in Eats Point was destroyed by erosion, and locals salvaged most of the bricks, and then the 70-foot lighthouse was rebuilt in a new location, and it's incredible. It's a triumph for the tower to rise again. And finally, you know, if you want to take a Florida lighthouse road trip, check out Florida Rambler. Check out Bonnie's story. There are so many great stories in Florida Rambler. And taking a day trip or a week trip and exploring the state of Florida is just what the doctor ordered. For Radio St. Pete, I'm your lunchtime conversation host, Nanette Weiser.